This is Dr. Claire McCord, president of McCord Consulting and author of Human Renaissance, The New World of Your Power. Welcome to my complimentary audio blog series. This entry is entitled Frequency, Our Universal Language. How does your cat or dog know exactly what you are saying? And how do you know they know? It's the same way you know what your child wants even before they can speak. And you do know. That's because all things communicate in a universal language of frequency that instantly telegraphs everything about us, including our intentions, ideas, needs, and emotions. This universal language communicates meaning directly, without any need for words. Messages are often invisible and silent, but may also involve signals such as looks, facial expressions, body postures, movements, or sounds. We understand these messages by using a combination of our normal five senses and a more subtle awareness of feelings, bodily sensations, thoughts, and energies that arise when we get a transmission. We are all born with the ability to send and receive information to and from each other and the environment without the need for spoken or written language. We don't want to do away with our many beautiful, diverse languages, but we can each decide to become fluent in the universal language of frequency. To do this means tuning in to types of messages we may have neglected, and allowing ourselves to discover a new world of communication that unites all beings. You are already fluent in universal language because it's natural. To become a more practiced receiver or listener, just set your intention to notice the different ways that people, animals, or the environment communicate without words. See if you can detect new types of signals or shifts in the feeling of energies. Allow yourself to enjoy enhanced awareness. You will naturally start noticing more subtle frequency messages and begin to become a more sophisticated frequency decoder. You don't need any practice sending universal language messages. You are doing that naturally every moment. But you can practice intentional communication by choosing to transmit a particular emotional or conceptual frequency, such as joy, health, gratitude, or strength. Then watch how the world around you responds, and it will. Know that you are using a powerful ancient tool that you have always possessed, and which you can hone to create a healthier, more vibrant life. Until next time, this is Dr. Claire McCord. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to helping you experience new levels of health, success, and power in your life. Contact me through my website, mccordconsulting.com. Here's to your renaissance.